The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
We're with you, we're with you. Good afternoon, Jeff Bennett here for the next hour. Interesting. Tune in to John's program for the last 15 minutes or so. And although it's not typically the direction this hour goes, protecting your wealth or whatever, it is shocking to me what I'm seeing taking place in this country. And I'm not going to get into the pros and the cons and the ups and the downs, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, we've all witnessed over the last few days in the ongoing sickening headlines and the attacks. Of course, it's all Trump's fault. And yet, a large number of things took place in this country over the previous 8 years. Nobody ever blamed the guy that was in the White House then. And yet, so much of the stuff that has taken place has led this nation to an individual like Trump. Whether you like him, dislike him, is not the issue. There is a mass movement that has done everything possible to prevent this man from doing the job that the people duly elected him to do. Now, I have tried more and more over the last number of months to stay out of the political foray because, frankly, I'm personally fed up with it. But what I'm more fed up with is the insanity that we witnessed in Charlotte, the insanity that we witnessed in Durham, North Carolina, the images that we see of the snowflake crybaby youth that haven't gotten their way since their mother refused to stick their breast in the kid's mouth anymore for the last time. And they've cried and they've screamed and they've hollered. And they're still crying and screaming and hollering. We've got the local governors and the mayors and the gendarmes being offered, in effect told, to stand down. And it is becoming unbelievably sickening to me. I don't recall a single time in this nation's history, at least in let's just put it this way. In the history of the last five decades, that we've seen the filth, the sick, obvious funded filth that is coming into this nation. It's being funded by major powers overseas. I made a comment to some people earlier today that if you want to enter into the discussion about Mr. Soros, here's a guy who was a Nazi. He's a Nazi who turned his own people in to the Nazis. And his history is very well known. Well, I guess it's known by those of us who care and who've investigated it and studied it and read about it. Now think about the survivors of the so-called Holocaust at the end of World War II who have spent their lives going after the guards and the head guys in these various camps in Germany and around Europe during World War II. These people have gone after the cooks who worked in these concentration camps at the ages of 98 and 99 years of age, and they've had them deported out of the United States, where they've come over here and led very peaceful lives for a half a decade or more. And they've gone after these people and they've persecuted them. But they don't have the guts to persecute and prosecute a man like Soros, who I have no doubt is funding all of this. It is sickening what this nation is coming to. And I share with you now, I challenge you now, excuse me, I don't much care if I tick you off by saying this. You don't have anybody over here that goes by the nickname of Mr. Megaphone, do you? You know exactly who I'm speaking with. The self-centered SOB that broadcasts out of his back pocket for the most part. He's brought some awareness to some issues over the years. I'm talking about Mr. Jones. Oh, and I've fought many, many people over Mr. Jones and his approach for years. Anytime he could stick his nose in front of a camera or instead of an audience and yell and scream on his megaphone. Oh, he's done well for himself. How well has he done for this nation? Or is he more one to incite riot than to calm people down to bring them to a degree of rational thought? It's never going to happen with him. And now that he was interviewed by the blonde idiot who left Fox News and went to MSNBC to become queen for less than 6 weeks. Boy, he made the big time now. Everybody knows his name. So what? I think that any of you people who have listened to Republic Broadcasting Network for any number of years, some of you know the relationship that John Stapmiller and I have. It goes back to 1995. We began a business venture together in 1996. The business venture survived and thrived for a number of years. John and I kind of went our separate ways for one reason or another. We don't always agree on everything. But we still come back to this same focus of putting America first. But America cannot be first unless we as a group of listeners, broadcasters, Americans, former veterans, whatever, you're not former veterans, you're a veteran. We all have a certain degree of, a big degree of the same thought process. What the hell's the problem? You don't give a damn because maybe you think you're getting too old. You're not going to live long enough. I don't want to live to see what's going to happen. Then lay down and die because you're just going to get in the way. Now, I know that that's being very pointed and it's being a little harsh. But sometimes you got to hear the harshness. You've got to hear the truth before you understand the reality. How many times are you going to turn on the news? How many more times are you going to turn on and read these headlines? Trump could get up and start pooping 100-ounce bars of gold, and it wouldn't be good enough for these people. Illinois, land of Lincoln? I left there in 1976, and I've never regretted it. I haven't been back maybe a half a dozen times to visit, usually for a funeral, none of which I'll ever attend again. And I might go back for my aunts, the one remaining family member I have respect for back there at the age of 94 this year. Went back for my great-grandmother's 100th birthday and her 99th. All the other grandmothers, the people that I had respect for, people who instilled so much into the direction that I took my life, they're all gone. It's up to a few people like us. Now, when I say us, I don't mean John, myself, and Deagle, and all the various different people around this network and other places. Us means you and I and John. Those around you who think the same way you do, it doesn't mean you stick your tail between your legs and run like hell, because you'll get shot in the back. It just absolutely frosts me. And so for all the years John and I have known each other, for the times that we've had disagreements, parted company, we always seem to find a way back to that common ground. It's not always for economic reasons. I bring certain degrees of expertise to this network that has been lacking for the 3 years since myself and my former cohort left this network. We have a job to do. John is not like coming to the airwaves saying, what the hell's wrong with you people? Contribute, contribute, contribute. It is one of those unfortunate, necessary things. Economics has made things very difficult for people around this country over the last few years. I'm going to talk about a little bit of that today. I did not mean to take this much of time out of this hour, this precious hour that we have. But I also want you to understand where I stand. I'm angry. I am fed up with this crybaby mentality. And the damn professors of the Bill Ayers mentality are raising these kids in school to be like this. We've got socialist educators. We've got educators that got into the field that cared about the charges that were put in their care. But the system overrode them. The system took them down to Goals 2000 and Common Core, as I call it. Actually, I call it Common Core Option. And of course, then there's Feducation. We've created the biggest bunch of stinking snowflake crybaby me's. Somebody made a comment about, we will identify all those that were involved, the tearing down of the statue, blah, blah, blah. And it was this chubby individual leaning up against a light post right at the foot of this statue of Robert E. Lee that was torn down in Durham, North Carolina. I couldn't tell if it was male or female, but I guess in today's society it doesn't really matter now, does it? Because they can't figure out what the hell they are. And we're concentrating so much on this kind of garbage. And I made reference to this individual on Facebook as a he, she, itch. Had probably signed their Oregon driver's license with an X because they don't know what sex they are. Well, frankly, as chubby and porky as this individual was, the chances are the kids probably never had any anyway. Don't become offended by a statement like that. Wake up to truth. Wake up to reality. That is what RBN brings you. I've seen networks come and go. I've seen network owners come and go. I've seen networks that have had phenomenal promise, and I've seen their ups and downs. This network's had its ups and downs, and it'll continue to have its ups and downs, but I'd much rather we have more ups with your assistance. Now, you can do it by contribution. It's always welcome, with tremendous thanks. You can also do it by taking control of your own financial future.
But Bennett, what do I care? I ain't going to be around in 5 years. I got cancer. I got Alzheimer's.
What about your kids? What about your grandchildren? Let me tell you something. I'm sitting with X numbers of dollars in a family trust. One individual's getting totally cut out. Other portions of the trust are being established for the proper education. A lot of that proper education continues to take place in this home. Our three granddaughters live with us, two of which we've been pretty well responsible for 4 years. What are you going to do? Leave it all in fiat dollars? You're going to leave it all in paper? I shared with you the other day, I've had people over the last couple of years that began buying precious metals from me some 25, 30 years ago. And some of these people are getting on in life. There's things they want to do for their grandkids as far as education is concerned. There's things that maybe they've been forced into. Maybe their Medicare ain't covering everything they need and they've got health issues. Maybe they were forced into the Not-So-Affordable Health Care Act under our previous leader, Obasco, or Obama the Jungle Boy, whatever you want to call him. I don't really care. No respect. Those of us on the right had considerably greater decorum than the youth of today, the people of today who have got such hate that they want to tear down the goodness of this country. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm waiting for somebody to, on the alternative side, to say, hey, there's the statue of Dr. King. Go tear it down. Yeah, guy was a plagiarist, a little bit of a womanizer, but I hate to say it, most of the folks up in that kind of position were. Ben Franklin wasn't, pretty true to one gal. Ben moved around a bit. Jefferson, well, we know he was married and had some dangling with Sally and apparently put out some pretty nice kids. I'm not here to banter get into discussion about what some of our various leaders may or may not have gotten into in or outside their marriage, etc., etc. Human beings are human beings. They make mistakes, but smart ones, intelligent ones, learn from those mistakes and sort them out. Gee, I somebody left something on Facebook the other day that talked about all the accomplishments of the Obama administration. Oh, I knew who it was that put it there. It's a guy that I went to high school with. And I'm finding that he's got so much hate in him against anything that is outside of his mindset. He trashes anything that has anything to do with conservatism or Republicans. So he puts up this whole thing about all these great accomplishments of the Obama administration. And without addressing him directly, I went back in his Facebook page and I went ahead and popped in, seven or eight things that were also accomplishments of the administration, but look what they brought us. Surprising, isn't it? John, I certainly did not mean to go off in this direction, my friend. You know why I'm here. We'll get to that in a minute. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm back. I have little time to waste today. This is one of these days I am so angry. Let me share you what happened. I went to bed, for me, somewhat early last night. And I'd taken a fairly lengthy nap yesterday afternoon. A lot of stress, a lot of work, a lot of things I'm involved with right now. Not only this and working with clients, working with clients from another era, another time period. Four websites I'm trying to desperately keep up madly. Dealing with family issues, running grandkids back and forth to school, being involved with their things, et cetera, et cetera. So I took a nap yesterday afternoon, and I finally just said, I'm too tired last night. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm going to bed. And I did, and I slept for about 2.5 hours. Woke up about 1:30 in the morning, hotter than hell in this house. Amazingly hot. And I knew something was wrong. Well, it was probably the wife got a hold of the thermostat and didn't set it right. And I went in. Sure enough, it's 80 degrees in the house. So I had to reset it to get the cooler going. That's why I just woke up so darn hot. And then I said, the heck with this. I've got things to do. I went and checked the computer down in the other office. And then I took my laptop outside. I could go outside and spend some time in company with the camel. And if you don't understand that, don't worry about it. The smoking lamp will be lit. And I went out there and I started working on stuff. And the more I worked on it, the more angry I got. And then I finally wound up going back to bed. And I could not sleep. Partially because of what few videos I've seen over Charlotte, Durham. Let's not worry about the guy who drove his car. Let's see, he was marching along with the bad guys. And both sides of this thing were bad guys. It's that simple. And it was horrendous. People have been brought in here by the busload, by the plane load, by personal cars. They're being paid $25 an hour. Where are they getting their costumes? Where are they getting their little hoodies and their face masks and everything else? And I'm getting angrier and angrier because I smell and I see and I feel a civil war coming in this country. And right now it's being ruled not just by the Soros money, it's being ruled by these young, impressionable punks that have got nothing better to do. They can't get a real job, so $25 an hour is cool. They make hundreds of dollars a day disrupting the entire nation and destroying private property, destroying government property, destroying city property, destroying the history of this nation by just, you know, look, you can tear down a statue all you want. That does not change the history. Hey, cut the crap, folks. The first black or the first slave owner in America was a black man who went to court to fight for the right to be a slaveholder. But they don't talk about that. Old Lincoln gave his Great Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. He didn't free the slaves in the North. He made the appearance of freeing the slaves in the South. But you see, the South at that time was an independent nation. He had no right to cross the border to express a law for them, or a ruling, or an executive order, whatever you want to call. Do some real homework. I have a website called metropoliscafe.us, and I haven't even begun to do on that site what I'm going to do. There is a category in there called Mr. Adair's Classroom. Spend some time there. If all you spend is an hour and a half, 2 hours, you'll begin to understand the reality of the Civil War. What we are about to face in this country is something totally different. Why could I not sleep last night? Inside job. Over the course of probably the last year and a half, and most of it was while I was gone for 6 months, I was renovating a home that the family owned, and I had to put the place up for sale. And when I returned, every single gun that I owned had been stolen. Every single one. I had a shotgun that I purchased in Las Vegas, Nevada, some years ago when I was up there for the six-gun action shooters program. I paid $400 for that gun. And then we began to find out what that gun was. We found out that gun was worth $40,000. I had an absolute pristine mint condition M1 carbine built in the 1950s during the Korean War. I bought it in 1999. It had been out of Cosmoline exactly 3 weeks. It had been built, it had been taken to the range, test fired with 3 rounds, and that was it. Oh, I still got all the banana, you know, the so-called banana clips. I got ammo up the wazoo in this place. More on the story when I get back. You will puke. Because my ability to defend my family in this civil war has been stolen from us. Oh, but there were many more. Stick around. We'll be back. Let's move in some other directions. I think you know how mad I am. It's time to come together. We can do it here at RBN. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized orthosilicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm assuming this is a piece of break music and not a commercial. Is that right? Was that for real? Was that like a recorded thing built into that music? Kind of weird. Pink Floyd. Now, that's one I don't have. I thought I had all the Pink Floyd pieces. Maybe I should not have heard it. Interesting. Hey, Jeff Bennett back here. And I for those of you who I've received a couple of some nice phone calls, some really excellent emails. Glad to hear me back here at the network. Had a marvelous conversation with John up in Missouri the other day, a farmer. We had a lot in common because, frankly, I was raised on a farm and raised in farm country. And we talked about some of the families I dealt with over the years and the things that we did when I was a kid. I used to walk through cornfields and pick out a fresh ear and eat it. This stuff they grow for corn today, I don't even recognize it. I wouldn't eat it, let alone would I want to put it in my gas tank. So this program today is not so much financially based, although I came here with a fully hard-hitting financial program But listening to John for a short while today, with his callers and the ongoing plights of networks like this, you know, I tune on. There's a lot of jazz stations I listen to, and they're all going through the same thing. There's a one station I listen to called the Jazz Groove, which plays predominantly old style jazz. They're not that old, but they're in the midst of a fundraiser. PBS, as far as I'm concerned, Trump is right. PBS ought to be cut off from all government fundings. Okay, they can go to the big corporate donors that they typically go to. They can go to the listeners, the people. That's all we're doing. Okay, we're not looking for the millions upon millions upon millions of bucks to keep RBN going that PBS and all these stations do. What amazes me is I turn on the public broadcasting radio station. There's two of them that I get in the Phoenix area. And one of them is classical music. And believe me, when I'm on the road with the insanity, I turn on the classical music to calm me down. The other station is jazz. Jazz plays for exactly 4 hours a night. And almost the entire, over one half of their broadcasting day is garbage out of the BBC. I don't care about the BBC. I'm not going to support. Let the BBC pay to be on American programming. But we're not the BBC. RBN is an American network, and we stand for American values, or what used to be American values. Talking about some of the things that took place over the weekend, a lot of people I don't believe fully understand what some of these groups are. Oh, we've all heard of the Nazis, we've heard of the KKK, etc. These are all names that are being thrown around. So-called Nazism and KKK in this country today equate to between 1,000 and 3,000 of 0.1% of the population. And we're worried about some of this kind of stuff? No, I'm a little bit more concerned about Antifa. It's one of the groups on the counter-protest side in Charlottesville this last Saturday. Was the liberal hate group, Antifa. It stands for anti-fascists. And according to this group, anyone who disagrees with them is a Nazi. This liberal extremist group is certainly not the majority of protesters on Saturday, nor were they even a sizable minority, and yet their presence in no way excuses the violence from the neo-Nazis, the KKK, or the animal that ran down people with his car. Stories have come out later that he's got some physical and mental issues, and maybe that contributed to this stuff. But I don't buy that, because he was clearly marching with him, and all of a sudden he was in his car running people down. But you have to understand that Antifa certainly contributed to the violence. And it's important to note that the supposed anti-fascist movement is just as much an evil group of extremists as any white supremacist group. You know, most of us just kind of go along with this attitude, to go along, to get along. We try to get along with everybody. We're trying to conduct our lives in a proper, albeit in many cases a Christian, approach to life. The night Barack Obama was elected to the Oval Office, you know, you're racist, you're racist. No. I openly stated this publicly on the air. I had no concern about the color of his skin. It was the blackness of his heart I was concerned with. And that's proven to be quite true. You see, it's important to note that the supposed anti-fascist movement is just as much an evil group of extremists as the white supremacist groups. For example, the poster that this group created for Charlottesville, you know, they sure had this printed up real quick, didn't they? Ever notice that? They got all professionally printed banners and posters and stuff that they just happened to show up with. And this poster ran it against white racists and their Hebe masters, preventing a worker's paradise. Now, Hebe, if you're, you know, new to the world, is a racist term for Jews. Do you get the irony of leftists protesting against racism while being racist themselves? It's insane. Let me read you exactly what the poster stated. The evil white, one of these words has been kind of damped out with the wet hands. The evil white something or other must be destroyed. The white racists and their Hebe masters must be purged from the face of the earth. The children of the white racists are the future of the white race, and this is where we must begin and end. With Trump in power, it is far too late for conversion of the racist children, and thus we are left with only one option to do what must be done. But take heart. After the purge, we will live in a workers' paradise, free from racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and oppression. And at the bottom, it's stamped very large, National Antifa Front. And the day after Charlottesville, the same extremist group was in Seattle attacking the police for keeping them away from regular conservative types who they consider Nazis. And because the police protected the conservatives from the anti-fascist attacks, the hate group began to attack the police as Nazi sympathizers. Oh, I could give you tons of examples of the kind of things that Antifa's been involved with over the last 2-3 years, but it's really come to light in the last couple of months, hasn't it? You see, the reason they attacked the police is simple. The police acknowledge both sides the right of the right to assemble in public and speak freely. Speak freely. Not march, not tear down things, not damage, not hurt and injure and beat the crap out of your opponent. But the right to speak freely and assemble in public. Of course, the media portrays this as the liberal hate group and police clashing, but there's little doubt that the police were defending themselves after they were attacked for protecting conservatives. This would be in Seattle, of course. But then you see the media tries to disguise what happened. Something you will not find at RBN. There is no attempt to disguise a damn thing. Each broadcaster, Rivera, right this minute, I can't think of all the various people. Some of the people, John Moore, that's been at this network for a long time, I believe. So many others. Certainly John Stadtmiller. Others who've come and gone. Speak the truth, not opinion. There's a big difference. The media in this country today is controlled by the same people, the same organization that controls Antifa. I smell a civil war coming. I feel it in my bones, and I could not sleep last night because of the fact that literally, with one exception, all my weapons of self-defense were stolen from me. No, not by the government, not by the gendarmes. I owned exactly 2 guns that were purchased through dealers. One was a gun I purchased in 1999 from a longtime friend of mine who happened to be a FFL, a Class 3 FFL guy. Nothing special. It was more of a personal collectible type thing for me. The other one is a handgun that I bought some 6 years ago that I've never had the opportunity to fire. I'm too damn busy. One of the reasons I bought it, because number one, it was built in America. But most importantly, when you are buying a gun, long gun, handgun, whatever the case may be, the first thing I look for is fit. How does it fit in my hand? How does it feel? What's the balance like? What's the weight? How maneuverable is it? How quick can I do what I need to do with it? And I bought a Ruger that was built in Prescott, Arizona, less than 2 miles or 2 hours away from my home. Every bit of that stuff is gone. Oh, there's one more gun that was not discovered and stolen. It was an antique .22, a single-shot .22, a farm boy's gun for taking care of some plinking, some rabbits, whatever. It was one of 2 of them that I owned. One was found and taken. .30-06, built in Belgium, during the time the Nazis were pretty well controlling what was going on there. Stamped. I had a British Enfield, picked that up for cheap many years ago. I had 30-30s, had other things. I'm not an AK lover. I fought against an AK. What the hell do I want one for? And so we've taken up most of this program today talking about things that you are not normally going to tune into, but I am angry, as you should be. Gird up your loins and prepare for battle. Because it's coming. I live in the Southwest. There's a very strong possibility Donald Trump is going to pardon Joe Arpaio. What was Joe Arpaio's crime? I interviewed Joe Arpaio many, many years ago, back in the early days when John and I worked somewhat together before we had a network together. John would come on the airwave at 5 p.m. Mountain Time with his then broadcasting associate and the group that sponsored them and kept them on the air. It's a precious metals company that I worked with called Viking International Trading. We interviewed our PIO many, many times. I would run into Joe. I had Joe's private phone number, stayed in touch with him for a lot of years. Joe's crime was that he went against the courts who were supportive of what Obama demanded. And Joe Arpaio was accused of being a racist. You see, Arizona had a law, which, by the way, is still on the books, that if an individual is pulled over and they look a little suspicious, and why would they be pulled over in their car? Maybe a brake light is out, or the headlights have been, you know, the lights have been left off altogether. Maybe they're wavering all over the road, et cetera, et cetera. And when they get pulled over and they're asked for their license and registration, and the driver looks at them and says, ¿qué? Because maybe they know habla inglés. And then they would be asked for their immigration status. You see, that was racist, according to the Obamaites. And the courts supported Obama with it. We had two people in this state who had a pair of cojones. And one was Joe Arpaio, who enforced the law. And the other one was our governor at the time, Jan Brewer, the only governor to ever meet a president at the bottom of the tarmac and stick her finger in his nose and ream the guy out. And that's exactly what she did with Barack Obama. And that picture made worldwide headlines. So hopefully, I believe Trump is going to pardon him, as it should be. The man served this nation and this county for many, many years. Are you going to agree with everything he ever said or did? Yeah, I love it. Bologna sandwiches, pink underwear, and tent city. And the guy that replaced him is a pansy. You got those down south of the American border who have taken over California. And we have much similar situations here in Arizona. Don't think all of this isn't going to help lead to more civil war, because these people are going to be sucked into the game. If a white person goes in to file for food stamps, unemployment, housing assistance, or anything else, because they're white, they're going to have a problem. Because the Hispanics have found ways to work themselves into every aspect of government employment, and they're making sure their own people are cared for. The good news here in Arizona yesterday is a Hispanic woman whose specialty was tax returns and proper immigration papers got found guilty of fraud. She's now facing 20 years behind bars. I love it. It's unbelievable. We're supposed to feel so sorry because this Hispanic family's been here for 25 years and over half of the family members are illegals, and so those half are being deported. And everybody's saying, but what about the rest of their family? They made their choice. Take your family with him. I no longer care. I no longer can care about circumstances like that. The first question I have to ask, okay, you're here illegally. What have you contributed, or have you been a taker? All of these kind of people are going to assist in this civil war that we're going to be combating. Many of you listening live in different parts of this country, Connecticut, Florida, New York. It goes on and on and on. You've got your problems too. One of the first stories that I did when I came to the airwaves in 1995, it was maybe a year or so later, I did this whole story about this journey of this woman who came up from Mexico. Within 10 days of crossing the Arizona border, she was in New York City, in uniform as a hotel maid. And by the time I got to the story, she now was the queen bee of the whole operation, helping other illegals get jobs and get phony paperwork to allow them to get jobs. All of these things are costing us dearly. So the question is, are we going to be here 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now? Are you a younger listener of means? You've got something to protect. older people that have built up some degree of wealth, some degree of an estate? Are we going to leave it all in cash? I obviously do not have time to go in the direction I was going to go into today. So allow me to share with you a few moments, because my prime goal here at RBN is for my company to represent exclusively the work and the needs of Republic Broadcasting Network, but not just work for them. I work for my clients, as I have for over 30 years. I'm a precious metals broker. I deal in almost all things related to gold, silver, platinum. Occasionally we do some copper, which at some point in time we'll do a program discussing copper and why I believe it doesn't hurt to throw a few hundred bucks into owning some copper pieces. We're talking pure copper rounds. But I'm not going to get into that commercial moment today. I had no intention of taking this whole hour and concentrating on the things I did. But to me, it was a perfect pickup where John left off. These are the things we fight for. These are the things we try to make our listeners aware of. These are the things we try to provide answers for. But we can't provide all the answers for you. You've got to come to some decisions for yourself. Spiritually, financially, health-wise, mental and physical. These are the things we have to concentrate on. We can give you some guidance. We can give you some general direction. But after all, the ultimate decisions are up to you. RBN would like to be around, to be a part of your life, to be a part of some of the solutions. RBN wants to be around after the fall. And I'm not talking about the season that's coming up here in another 30 days or so. After the fall. It's not just Obama that set the stage for where we're at today. This setup has been going on for one hell of a long time. I don't know if I shared this with you, but several weeks ago, I did a piece on the fall of Rome. You know, we all hear about Sodom and Gomorrah, this and that, and the fall of the Roman Empire, etc. Do you know that the beginning of the fall of the Roman Empire started about 200 years before its ultimate collapse? Well, does that mean that our failure, our collapse began within days after the Constitution was written and signed and ratified? It's maybe pretty possible. William McPhee once stated, "It is extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold." The next round of the worst financial crisis in over 100 years is coming, my friends, and the government is out to make you pay for it. I look at some of the headlines of today. Bear market's coming. Historically, some of the worst years on record are years that ended with the number 7. And what does this year end with? The number 7. Some questions I have to pose to you. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout, or have you already been wiped out? What happens when this U.S. sees hyperinflation? And what if taxes soar, not only for the rich, but for you? I know what Trump has promised to do, but there's no guarantee, because he's got to fight those idiots in Congress to get through his plans. Can you survive another stock market collapse? Because between the soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. Kettle Moraine Limited, that's our firm, offers over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and protection of your family. And as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation of ours, Kettle Moraine can offer you the privacy, the safety, the security, and maybe even a little profitability along the way, which you so richly deserve. And so I'm going to give you an invitation here tonight. I invite you to visit our website, kettlemoraine.com. Maureen. That's kettle, just like a pot and a pan in a kettle. Maureen, M-O-R-A-I-N-E. Kettle Maureen PreciousMetals.com. And we've got a lot of information over there about protecting your wealth. You can also call Kettle Maureen, the exclusive precious metals broker for the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I have a private number that's been put together just for our RBN clients. 602-909-8691. That's for a private consultation. I don't have a phone bank of people here that's going to answer the phone and just start hard selling you. I don't go down the rare coin mentality road, okay, for a lot of reasons. And those of you who know me know exactly why. And we're going to talk about some of that next week. I know my friend John in Missouri, we talked the other day. I'd hope to discuss some of that today. Time is fleeting. The phone number, once again, 602-909-8691. Don't be a loser. Call Kettle Maureen and RBN today. I'm the guy you're going to get. If you get a busy signal, leave a message. Don't avoid it. I'll call you back. I don't start keeping banks of records and building this stuff up so we can sell your information off later. We're too concerned about your privacy. Because the more of that kind of information we put out to others, the more dangerous it becomes for you and for us. We prefer not to do that. So that phone number, once again, 602-909-8691. The website, once again, kettlemoraineprecious metals.com. There's information in there on gold, on silver, on copper. I can walk you through a step-by-step, but time will not allow that today because we're reaching the end of our time. But I promise you, there's a lot of information there. There are samples and examples. I've got some updating to do. We tried to get in there every day with fresh new headlines, exactly what's going on in the economic world today and things that could affect what's going to happen to us in the future if we don't get things done. Oh, by the way, the Lincoln Memorial has been tagged with anti-police graffiti today. Yeah, isn't that exciting? Has nothing to do with gold and silver, but never mind. This has been a very fast hour, so fast that I stood up, moved my chair out of the way. I'm on my feet. I'm on a roll. I'm angry. I'm ticked off, but I have a commitment to serve you. We have a commitment here at RBN to help you, to guide you, to assist you. Once again, with health care, mental, physical, financial, spiritual. And no, I'm not Hillary Clinton. I'm not trying to become a pastor, okay? Although she'd be pretty good at it. She's pretty used to passing that collection plate and being quite successful. Ugh, what a way to go, huh? Where's our time, bud? I don't even know. I'm still trying to get used to the time clock here. I thank you for staying with me today. I thank you for tolerating my absolute rant today, but I think that I mirror the way that many of you feel. We are in a horrible quandary in this nation today. We don't know what to do, and so we tend to do nothing. And that is a mistake. In order for us to do it, I don't just mean we, the network, but we who give a damn, we who have spent our entire lives attempting to build something for the benefit of our families and our children and for this nation, whether it was military or whether we were building tanks or airplanes or automobiles or telephones, it doesn't matter. We've all tried to work together for the common bond, and right now there's a common bond out there trying to destroy all that has been built in this nation. You guys take care of yourselves. I will see you and be back here on Thursday. Unless John calls and says, Bennett, I want you to come on the show. I can do that sometimes. Take care of yourselves without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.